The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
For decades, the power of women's hormone shifts has been unrecognized and underestimated. Most women have a lack of education when it comes to the endocrine system and how and why our hormones affect our minds, moods, and behaviors. Welcome to Holy Hormones, Honey, with your host, Leslie Carol Botha, sponsored by True Hope, the leaders in brain health. When women thrive, everyone thrives. That is True Hope. Now, here is your host, Leslie Botha.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. I'm Leslie Carol Botha, your host. Today's episode, The New Buzz, Chronic Endocrine Disorders. My guest is my favorite endocrinologist, Dr. Margarita Ochoa Maya. Originally from Medellin, Colombia, Margarita graduated from Instituto de Sena, I hope I said that right, Margarita, de la Salud, CES, and completed her internal medicine residency at Boston City Hospital, Boston Medical Center in Massachusetts. She then completed a fellowship in endocrinology and metabolism at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Margarita established Advanced Health and Well-Being in 2010. Her website is advancedhealthnh.com. With an 11-year history of practicing endocrinology, Margarita is well known in southern New Hampshire as well as along the east coast of Florida. Margarita practices preventive medicine, women's health, adolescent health, and endocrinology. She has developed an extensive interest in metabolism, the hormonal mechanisms of organ injury, the pathophysiology of hormones, obesity, hypertension, and diabetes. And she is a specialist in polycystic ovarian syndrome, a seriously underdiagnosed condition that affects millions of women worldwide. And we will be talking about all of these issues on today's episode, The New Buzz, Chronic Endocrine Disorders. You know, folks, once a time, words like immune compromised, ADHD, autism, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, obesity, diabetes, hormone imbalance, adrenal fatigue, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, toxicity, gut function, food allergies, and nutrient deficiencies were not a part of our vocabulary. Today, these words are embedded in our vernacular. Now a new term is entering the language, chronic endocrine disorders. But before we start into that topic, here's some hormone news for you. The feature post on my blog, holyhormones.com, the pill can kill. Yep, you heard that right. A study out of New Delhi in India is finding that the birth control pill, oral contraceptives, as a matter of fact, increase breast cancer risk by 9.5%. You've heard us talking about this on the show before. And this is coming out of India. I wonder what the rates would be here in the U.S. if anyone did that type of study. Women who take oral contraceptives regularly are at a higher risk of developing breast cancer compared to others, shows a study by Ames Doctors, that's A-I-I-M-S Doctors. Breast cancer risk was found to be 9.5 times more in women with a history of consuming such pills. Early menstruation cycle, late marriage, and lower duration of breastfeeding were the other major factors responsible for the disease among Indians, according to the study published in the latest issue of the Indian Journal of Cancer. Disturbing news coming out of India. You can find it on my blog at holyhormones.com. Here's another post that I just put up. The brain also produces the sex hormone estrogen. This is turning everything upside down because we've been told, we've learned, the research pointed to, that it was the ovaries that produced our sex hormones, or at least estrogen and progesterone. Now researchers are finding that the hypothalamus is responsible as well. The research recently published in the Journal of Neuroscience shows that the hypothalamus, a part of the brain involved with regulating the menstrual cycle and reproduction, can actively release the hormone in rhesus monkeys. The findings have implications for humans because the reproductive neuroendocrine system, which makes and releases hormones, of rhesus monkeys is identical to humans. The researchers discovered that estradiol, one of the three major naturally occurring estrogen hormones and the predominant one involved in female production, can be rapidly produced in the brain. Estradiol influences other functions in the body, including our weight and including our memory. These findings not only shift the concept of how reproductive function and behavior is regulated, but have real implications for understanding and treating a number of diseases and disorders. Margarita, do you have thoughts on those two?
Oh, I have plenty of thoughts.
Well, go right ahead. Jump right in here.
Let's divide this into the three. Endocrinology, it's actually one of the wonderful words for spelling bees. Endocrinology, when people say, I'm going to go visit an endocrinologist, you know, they might not even know what that means. There's a great scarcity of endocrinologists, and we are usually regarded as the ultimate thinkers because we are always trying to understand the whys and then the whys and the whys. And our textbooks are full of, you know, little diagrams and closed loops. But as I have been involved in patient care now 20 years, and I've been able to focus in women's health, I have always been, I think, in the cutting edge of trying to understand menstruation, ovulation, polycystic ovarian syndrome, and then that is the case of irregular periods and how it affects our brain, how it affects our relationship with ourselves, you know, body image, as well as our relationship with others, not to mention like PMS or how they have not so friendly jokes about hormones. And so therefore I am a passionate woman determined to help educate women, understand the link between their hormones, their health, and their happiness, and their social interactions. So first and foremost, the chronic endocrine disorders, I'm excited and so happy that there's a lot of talk about it. Unfortunately, there's a lot of talk because sex sells, and so we talk a lot about birth control, we talk a lot about testosterone, but we're talking that in the sentence and in the preface of advertisements and circumstances that relate more to a rapid solution rather to understanding why we take birth controls, what should we do, what are our alternatives, for example, now that your second topic is how the birth control pill can actually kill. A dramatic title, but it certainly is important to understand that taking a birth control pill comes with potential side effects and hazards, and one must be aware of those. And if you are not an advocate for your own health and you don't, you know, pursue those questions, the doctor might not answer them. And third, yes, the brain, the powerful brain and the hypothalamus, that hormone you were talking about is called GnRH, and we can talk a little bit more in detail about that.
You know, what was disturbing about this article about the pill is that, well, it was a headline. It's not a tabloid headline. You would think you'd find it in a tabloid. But the pill can kill, Ames study.
Yes.
So they're saying that this is what the study is actually saying.
Right. So the three questions. Is it simple? Yeah. It's a quick fix. You know, our sexual revolution, it's the ability to not conceive if there's the freedom for a woman. That might be a point of thought. Is it convenient? It depends. You know, some people take it erratically, forget it, you know, have issues with it. And safe? Not necessarily. We want to understand the person's individual family history, individual risks. What has happened in medicine, and one of the things I'm very much an advocate for, is the fact that we have to bring back the individualized care of our patients rather than always following some guidelines. And so if a person who has history of a blood clotting disorder in her family but might not have asked or not have known, or maybe, she doesn't know much about her family history, she takes the birth control pill, gets a blood clot, and dies. So deep vein thrombosis, or the sticky blood that causes as a consequence of hormones, synthetic hormones, can cause a blood clot that can kill you. For example, cardiovascular disease, if unfortunately with the higher rates of obesity, we are having, you know, higher cholesterol rates, higher situations, and there is a clear link between synthetic hormones and heart disease. Now, does it mean it's a causative effect? There's still a question. But again, individualizing it to each person's health risks, health approach, health literacy, their own knowledge of their own body, and when to ask the questions. And lastly, my most important topic is the doctor-patient relationship, being able to ask those questions to your doctor, being able to say, excuse me, is this safe for me? What are the side effects? And then the doctor having the time to be able to go over those with the patient. You know, it's a multiple approach.
Let me ask you this. I was going to ask you what questions to ask. So I'm glad you picked up on that right away, because I think a lot of women walk into the doctor's office and we don't know what to ask. We still have this thing in our head that, well, they're the expert. No, we're the experts on our own bodies. We've got to shift that paradigm and take back our health. So ask about oral contraception. Is it right for you? Ask about the side effects. Bring in your own list of side effects. Well, this is what I've read. Go to a journal site. Go to a pill manufacturer site. Do your own research. And then talk about your family history. And provide this information to your doctor. What else would you add to that, Margarita?
So the first and foremost is the blood clots. That is very well documented across the literature, how, you know, hormonal effects on the blood itself might make it stickier, therefore you are more prone to a blood clot. So if there's a family history of heart disease, stroke, or a blood clot, certainly that would not be a good thing. So ask about, you know, what are my risks of having a blood clot? Second one is cancer. So there is some association with increased risk of breast, cervical, and liver cancer for those that take hormone contraceptives. So again, one is understanding what are your own personal risks of breast cancer. Has there, if there's increased amount of sexual partners, cervical cancer can be part of the risk, because now you feel like you're protected, quote unquote, and therefore it's really not protecting you from situations that would happen, such as sexually transmitted diseases and or other infections in the vagina and the body, such as HIV, and then liver cancer as well. So also important to note is that birth control pills have evolved over a period of time. The first birth control pill really started, the big studies started in the 1950s. I mean, that really isn't that long ago. So what we have learned over the history of its inception, or the history of the birth control pill, is that we need lower dosages, we might need different kinds, and so we're still in a very, very new era for hormone health, particularly when it comes to the differences between men and women. And so clearly, understanding, you know, if your mother had the effects of birth control pills, how that has affected you, etc.
And that's a very good point, and I want to go back to that. I hope I remember that. But we have to remember, too, and women don't understand the history about the pill, that it was really designed out of desperation. And that was so valid, and that was so important. Women in the 1920s, 30s, 40s were getting pregnant left and right. We came through the Great Depression. Poverty was at an all-time high. Women in the cities had children, and 9, 10 children that they could not afford to feed or to clothe. And Margaret Sanger was a huge advocate at that time for what she called a magic pill.
I remember.
Which is what they worked on and developing to save women's lives. But
right.
The focus was on preventing pregnancy. And they needed that pill on the market right away.
Let me add three things to that. You know, I think it's a convenient concept, like I said earlier, but there are certainly far more, more intellectual ways to approach even contraception. There's something called the Crichton model or NAPRO technology, which the fundamental principles are made to the body of a woman understand her temperature, understand her cervical mucus, understand when she's ovulating and when she's not. And ultimately, if for any reason you have irregular periods, far more that knowledge can impart on a woman understanding what's going on with her cycle, if she is in the first 2 weeks of the menstrual cycle, if she's in the second 2 weeks, if there goes migraines associated with it. You know, there's so much to learn about our bodies that would be prevented by just simply taking a pill. Now, I do understand there's multiple points of view for this, but, you know, we want to make sure that people understand that it was made to understand contraception and not necessarily allow, you know, maybe some more sexual freedom that, in a way, some women would enjoy, but at the same time, trying to know your body first and understand yourself would be healthier approach.
And that is why my co-author and I wrote Understanding Your Mind, Mood, and Hormone Cycle.
Yes.
Such an important book to help women understand the relationship of those three, your mind, your mood, and your hormones. And as you said at the top of the show, how it affects our social behaviors. We are biochemical. We have to realize that the synthetics that we put in our body are going to upset our biochemical nature. And that can have disastrous effects over a long time period. And the pill is not for long-term use. We've got so much more to talk about. We're going to talk maybe a little bit more about the pill. We definitely have to focus on PCOS. We have to really talk about how we got to minor endocrine disorders to chronic endocrine disorders. So all of that is coming up on Holy Hormones, Honey, The Greatest Story Never Told. We'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you taking medications for depression, anxiety, or hyperactivity? Are you one of the millions of people who have experienced negative side effects from your medication? Do you notice that you just don't feel like yourself? For decades, the nutrient therapy leaders at True Hope have helped tens of thousands of children and adults replace their medications with Empower Plus, an all-natural multivitamin and mineral complex clinically proven to fix the issues rather than cover them up. If you or someone you know is ready for a natural solution that works, go to www.truehope.com to learn more. 20 medical journal publications show that the Empower Plus formulation can replace harsh medications. Thousands of people taking all-natural Empower Plus are medication-free without a return of symptoms. Go to www.truehope.com or call 888-878-3467 to try a bottle of Empower Plus today. Type in offer code RADIO for 25% off your first order. Again, that's www.truehope.com or 888-878-3467.
Understanding Your Mind, Mood, and Hormone Cycle is dedicated to all the women who have ever experienced a hormone fluctuation, to the generations of women who have died because they had forgotten the source of their being. the richly illustrated groundbreaking book, co-authored by Leslie Carroll Botha and H. Sandra Chevalier Batik, is the product of a 9-year project which represents the author's shared passion and unified purpose to provide women with the education they need to reclaim their bodies and their souls. Find the book today. Click the link on the radio show page.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Holy Hormones, Honey, with Leslie Carroll Botha. To call into our program today, please dial 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to leslie@holyhormones.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everyone. Dr. Margarita Ochoa-Amaya is my guest. The topic is the new buzz, chronic endocrine disorders. We have a lot to discuss, but Margarita believes it's time to become proactive and personal about her health. That's why she's my favorite endocrinologist. She's a proponent of nutrition and micronutrients as key determining factors for the prevention of chronic illness. Prevention, patient knowledge, and treating the whole person, not just the disease, are the keys to achieving wellness for everyone, especially those with chronic endocrine disorders. Margarita, during the break, you were talking about a whole new era of medicine. Let's start there and we'll just move on.
Oh my gosh, this is something we could talk forever. Well, clearly we have a political situation, we have an insurance situation, we have an economic situation, we have dissatisfied, burned out doctors and patients who are clearly not trusting the system and sadly not even trusting their doctor because their relationship with them is, you know, sometimes they get one doctor, next time they get another one. But the truth is it's going to be up to us. It's a new era in medicine in which I believe that medicine is an art that is deeply rooted in traditional concepts, research, and, you know, important knowledge that needs to be imparted by our researchers, but that it needs to embrace the needs of our contemporary patients. Our patients are smart. There is no need for us to be planted on the ego and do as I say without understanding. Medicine that promotes the integration of the healing modalities, fostering education, community participation, empowerment, motivation, bringing our patient to be our teammates in their own health. I believe my patient is the CEO of his company, his body, his mind, his soul, her body, her mind, her soul, and I am on their board of directors, you know, and I think that linking hormones with their health and well-being is a unified voice and promotes education and, in a way, bringing to understand what is endocrinology, you know. So endocrinology is the study of the glands that secrete hormones. So then again, next question, what is a hormone? A hormone is like a telephone call, is a messenger. So when I make a phone call, I dial a specific number. So a hormone is sent out from the brain or from a particular organ, and it has a particular receptor or another phone call, another phone that's going to capture it. And that's the way the body communicates. So chronic endocrine disorders, we start with talking about, for example, how the brain has a gland called the pituitary gland, and it manages the thyroid, it manages the breasts, it manages the adrenal glands, which are our number one stress hormone producers, it manages our ovaries and our testicles. So clearly this gland is one of my favorites. Stemming from that, we have now introduced the term immunoendocrinology because what's happening is the toxins and the synthetic stuff that we put in our body getting in through our gut and through our food, that's why nutrition is extremely important, will create a lot of immune responses in our body. Our body seems to be somewhat like would be allergic or foreign. It's like, what is this? I don't understand this chemical. Creating a lot of inflammation. So detoxification has become a great big buzzword, for example. reproductive endocrinology, there's increasing rates of infertility. But now we just go right to the IVF rather than knowing why that is happening. Diabetes, the increased risk of pancreatic cancer that has been increasing over our population, why is that? You know, we need to understand the functioning of the pancreas, the insulin, and what it does. And so clearly, endocrinology as a chronic health condition is, I think, number one in the new era of medicine, in which we should all go back, try to learn our bodies, try to understand how we can promote health education in schools, and then promote the doctor-patient relationship so the patient can feel comfortable, trusting, and able to ask questions. You know, it's inevitable. People will look up their disease on the internet, and, you know, doctors that deny that opportunity to patients, they're wrong.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting that you said people will research their disease on the internet. What if we slipped in? We never slip in the word. People will research their health on the internet. It's not until
concept.
That they're sick is that then they go to the internet to figure out what's wrong and how bad is this going to kill me and how bad is it.
Well, that incorporates something beautiful, because I am trying to promote the word integrative endocrinology. We need to understand, for example, the placebo has been the number one drug studied. Every study has a placebo-controlled, quote-unquote. And so, therefore, we see how some people with the power of the mind, even though they're getting, quote-unquote, the placebo, they get better. Now, let's go to the opposite end, the nocebo. The commercials that say, okay, like we're talking, the birth control can actually kill you, by the way, you know, that nocebo effect is already programming our minds to be ill. And it's a disease-centered paradigm that I wish to change. We want to do everything to promote our health, to wake up vital, full of energy, ready to deal with the world's challenges, not go to work asleep, tired, grumpy. You know, we have to change the way we look at health in America. Otherwise, we will fail.
How did you bring in the role of nutrition into your practice? When did that enter your training, or is that something that you realized on your own?
Well, I used to be the deputy director at the Pritikin Longevity Center, and it pretty much entered at the beginning of medical school for a very long story. I knew a lot of very skinny people. I did ballet for 9 years. And so I have been very interested in the extremes, you know, both why is anorexia nervosa still considered a mental condition when it could be clearly a hormonal situation that could be a lack of endocannabinoids, which would be another topic for another day. And the other way around, what is it in our body when I see thousands of women who come and say, doctor, I don't eat that much. I'm exercising and I can't lose weight. So clearly, obesity and extreme weight issues have been a focus all my life. But then I have right now a wonderful friend from Eat Well and Beyond. Her name is Heather Taylor. She's an integrative, registered, and licensed dietitian. And we have very wonderful conversations about how we are what we eat. We are what we eat. So clearly, it starts with what we are thinking, how we're feeding our brain, how we're feeding our soul, and how we're feeding our body that makes our body operate. So nutrition, I have to say, is the base by which medicine should operate.
Oh, and we've talked about that so many times on the show, that nutrition should be the primary treatment and medication the supplement. I think if one thing I've learned over the last 5 months, that would stick in my mind more than anything else. And it's just not nutrition, because you and I both know we're not getting this from our foods.
No.
From our foods any longer. Our food sources just are not capable.
Well, that brings a really important point to bring back to our local economies. You know, community-supported agriculture, really getting to be what I call a foodie, a true foodie, and being very interested in what we're putting in our mouth, the toxins, the industrialized farming, the torture of the chickens, you know, the additives they put in the milks. They're not necessarily wrong by themselves, but they're just full of toxins that are really foreign to our body, creating a great deal of inflammation. And yes, unfortunately, bringing in the concept of what is a macronutrient, which would be carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, and micronutrients, which would be now, you know, the vitamins, the minerals, and the other substances that are vital for our existence. And clearly, we're seeing a significant amount of malnutrition, even in people who have a weight problem. They're not getting the right nutrients.
All right, let me ask you this question. And I, of course, I agree with you on everything, but when a woman comes into your office and she says, I'm not feeling well, I'm overweight, I'm depressed, my menstrual cycles are irregular, how do you approach that?
Well, that's the almost every woman in my practice.
unfortunately.
How do I approach that? Well, the most important part is I try to get a history all the way from when they were a child and trying to understand how their puberty was, what has led to where we are now. So we have lean women who have irregular periods, sometimes associated with over-exercising and maybe not having enough caloric intake. Some are obese and have irregular periods and have issues with their hormonal balance that way. Some are ovulating and don't know because they're still having irregular periods, and that's when unplanned babies, quote-unquote, occur, and or reasons by which some doctors would prescribe the birth control pill to help, quote-unquote, regulate their hormones. So it's a very broad question, which brings to a very individualized approach, and then it takes a lot of motivational interviewing and time to try to thread out what is really going on with their body. Could it be a thyroid problem? Again, endocrine disorders, a thyroid problem, significant stress and adrenal fatigue and adrenal disorders. So, yeah, that is a very broad question, Leslie.
And that's all right. I think that you answered it well. I think the most important thing you said in that was that's an issue that's facing almost every woman coming into my office.
Yes.
I mean, so what is that on the big picture? All right, if this is not just a woman here or there who's having an endocrine imbalance, as it used to be called, or, you know, it's now chronic and it's now throughout the whole population, shouldn't we be alarmed?
I think we should be very alarmed. The amount of xenoestrogens, the term xeno meaning foreign, from pesticides and herbicides, and the amount of hormones that are introduced to, you know, industrialized farming and the cattle and the chickens are definitely disrupting our hormones. And so, yes, we have the big endocrine complaints, diabetes, thyroid disease, adrenal disease, but then we have low libido, we have chronic fatigue, we have fibromyalgia, and we must understand the concept of energy, you know, energy in, energy out. How are we getting that? Some people fast all day and then have a very large meal at night. So we just have to try to understand our body, understand our rhythms, understand the importance of the night and the day, and even the moon cycle for that matter, Leslie.
And we know that, and it is the full moon. And before we got on the air, I asked Margarita, well, tell me, is your practice busier over the full moon? And she said yes.
It for sure is. I mean, definitely there's always more ambulances on the road on full moons, and certainly more romance, and beautiful things happen when the moon's out.
Beautiful things can happen. Another thing that can happen, though, and many women aren't aware, is that we could, for those of you who get on your scales, I haven't done that in a long time. For those of you who get on your scales, you may notice that you have a few pounds extra weight around the time of the full moon, and that's actually water weight. And that's part of the pull of the moon. And then a few days after the full moon, that will diminish as well. But we freak out when we get on the scale and go, oh my, how could I have gained 3 pounds? I haven't eaten anything in 3 days. But that type of yo-yo type of effect isn't good for our bodies either.
Well, that brings out the importance of water retention. See, again, our hormones, and that includes salt and other preservatives that might be added within our nutrition. You could have a water change of 5 pounds after having Chinese food.
Oh, that's significant.
That is clearly significant. So, you know, the way I always look at the processes, you know, diet, what's going on with my diet, how am I eating, what are my micronutrients, my macronutrients, exercise, you know, the balance of, you know, energy in, energy out, what is your activity level? It could be a routine exercise, or it could be just you're a more active kinetic individual. Sleep. Sleep has an unbelievable array of issues when it comes to insomnia, sleep apnea, restless leg syndrome. People who don't sleep gain weight. That's just a fact, and it's almost a link between a hormone that is probably soon going to be discovered, as we discovered this new brain hormone. Mood, what our thoughts, our internal thoughts, and then how we react to our environment, other people, the place we live, the place we work at. And lastly, the importance of supplementing. We do need to have, you know, some fish oil, some probiotics. We need to now become a little bit more knowledgeable about what these, I call, nutraceuticals are, where they're coming from, who's manufacturing them, making sure that the source is good. And doctors need to embrace that. You know, 56% of our population take supplements, and, you know, we need to know and understand what to recommend properly rather than letting them, you know, probably take something that is not healthy for them. And then lastly, yes, there is a big role for pharmaceuticals and medications. It's just that if you do all of the previously mentioned things, you probably need less of them or not need them at all.
Well, and I want to go back to these micronutrients and these supplements. And, of course, my sponsor is True Hope, the leaders in brain health, where all your hormone production starts, people, by the way, which is why they're sponsoring this show. And their product, Empower Plus, is bioavailable, which means it's like getting your nutrients right off the plant, right out of your food source. And the minerals and the vitamins are in synergistic ratio with each other. We are finding now with the new science, this new era of medicine, that you just can't go out and buy your zinc. It's not Absolutely. Effective without copper. These minerals, everything in life has to be in ratio with each other, just like estrogen and progesterone has to be in ratio with each other to be effective in the body. Life on this planet is about ratio.
Balance.
And balance. Absolutely. Thank you, Margarita. And that's why their product is so important. I invite you all to try that product. 25% off on your first order of Empower Plus. And you can give them a call. And the code for this is radio. Just tell them you listen to the Hormone Goddess on Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. Margarita, when we come back, I want to talk about PCOS, pancreatic cancer, which is on the rise. And with just 2 minutes left, can you briefly describe the importance of the endocrine system?
The importance of the endocrine system is paramount. It is everywhere. The hormones are in the brain, and they're called neurotransmitters. Hormones are everywhere, and I think that the most important part of human health right now is understanding your hormones.
And I agree. Hormones are the messengers. I loved your analogy. You pick up the phone, it connects to another phone. That's how your hormones work, people. And if that other phone doesn't pick up, the message goes nowhere.
Leslie, what would we do without our phone?
I don't know what we would do without our phone, but what would we do without our hormones, Margarita?
Exactly. That's why I asked the question.
Hormones are everything. Understanding your mind, mood, and hormone cycle. Margarita has a book that's just about ready to come out, Understanding the Link to Hormone Health. Two very important books containing all the information you need to understand yourself as a beautiful woman and a beautiful man. Hormones, messengers. We'll be right back. This is Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Understanding your mind, mood, and hormone cycle is dedicated to all the women who have ever experienced a hormone fluctuation, to the generations of women who have died because they had forgotten the source of their being. The richly illustrated, groundbreaking book, co-authored by Leslie Carroll Botha and H. Sandra Chevalier Batik, is the product of a 9-year project which represents the author's shared passion and unified purpose to provide women with the education they need to reclaim their bodies and their souls.
Find the book today. Click the link on the radio show page.
Are you taking medications for depression, anxiety, or hyperactivity? Are you one of the millions of people who have experienced negative side effects from your medication? Do you notice that you just don't feel like yourself? For decades, the nutrient therapy leaders at True Hope have helped tens of thousands of children and adults replace their medications with Empower Plus, an all-natural multivitamin and mineral complex clinically proven to fix the issues rather than cover them up. If you or someone you know is ready for a natural solution that works, go to www.truehope.com to learn more. 20 medical journal publications show that the Empower Plus formulation can replace harsh medications. Thousands of people taking all-natural Empower Plus are medication-free without a return of symptoms. Go to www.truehope.com or call 888-878-3467 to try a bottle of Empower Plus today. Type in offer code RADIO for 25% off your first order. Again, that's www.truehope.com or 888-878-3467.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Holy Hormones, Honey, with Leslie Carol Botha. To call into our program today, please dial 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to leslie@holyhormones.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everyone. The new buzz, chronic endocrine disorders. You heard it from Dr. Margarita Ochoa-Maya. We should all be alarmed. The endocrine system is the body's balancing, regulating act. It is important. It is crucial. It is fundamental to our health and well-being. And I'm sure that many of you were shocked as Margarita was ticking off the lists of chronic endocrine disorders. Most of them, we all have diabetes. And even diabetes in children is on the rise. 1 in 4 children now have diabetes. So these hormone imbalances, the phone not picking up on the other end is being passed generationally, just like the xenoestrogens are being passed through the umbilical cord. And yeah, oh, Margaret, I've got one for you now. They're putting pregnant women on antidepressants. Right. There's plenty of research coming out that antidepressants in and of themselves cause birth defects. They're putting women on Xanax and Prozac post-pregnancy to help them be better mommies while they're nursing.
Yes.
And we know that this is nutrient deficiency and hormone imbalance.
Clearly, and we can address this without having to introduce more chemicals. I mean, caffeine is the first one introduced to a baby fetus, even when the cells are being formed. So everything a mother thinks, eats, and does affects the baby in utero.
And then that baby in utero, as it grows, affects it in that weakened state, if you will, because that's what it is, a more immunocompromised state, then their offspring are going to be even more immunoendocrine compromised.
It's been documented that moms who have gestational diabetes, their babies then have usually have larger babies. And if you've had a baby larger than 9 pounds, you most likely had gestational diabetes. But then that baby itself will be higher risk for obesity and diabetes. So yes, we are definitely passing it through with our toxicity. And there's a wonderful talk on TED Talks called The Toxic Baby. And, it's an alarming situation that we should all be aware of what we're doing to our health, even when we're not pregnant, but most importantly, when we're pregnant.
The burdens to our healthcare system are going to be overwhelming. And then certainly on other shows, I've talked about the mental health condition of people in America. We'll be dealing with that again in a couple of weeks. But we really seriously need to look at these synthetic products that we're putting into our body people. All right, Margarita, polycystic ovarian syndrome. There's another buzzword that's on the rise, and on the rise amongst teen girls and young women in their 20s. What is it?
Well, what is the situation is that women might think that when they're getting heavy, especially during puberty, well, it's just that they're more emotional, or that's when eating disorders might even begin. Their facial hair, it might be because of their ethnicity, their acne, yet again, because, you know, they'll have some other reason. Maybe they're not washing their face enough, or makeup is not being removed. But it's clear that there is an imbalance in hormones. So the hallmark is irregular periods. But not all women who have hormonal imbalance have irregular periods. They could have regular periods, but most likely they will have irregular periods. They're not normal. They're absolutely not normal. So usually then they would present with, in the emergency room, with severe abdominal pain, and come to find out they have a ruptured cyst. So polycystic ovarian syndrome, by the name syndrome, is that it's just a collection of problems. So a lot of lack of clarity is with regards to this diagnosis, because again, you don't have to have every problem in the book. You don't have to have the classic presentation of a textbook to have this problem. Yet on the other hand, something can be done. Most importantly is when you start getting your period at the pubertal age, if you're not having your cycle every 28 to 32 days, there's a problem. And that's where we would like to start introducing that knowledge of being able to talk to your doctor. Well, you know, I thought it was normal. I thought that was my body. And less than six periods per year is an absolute unhealthy state for your brain, for your mood, for your self-image, for risks for obesity, uterine cancer. So clearly polycystic ovarian syndrome, which we could just call chronic endocrine hormonal imbalance in women, is a very big problem that is getting a lot of attention because we're generating more awareness. Things can be done. You don't have to sit back and let this happen to your body. And at the same time, more doctors are aware of it and are able to provide some treatments for it.
And natural treatments as well.
Well, the most important part is the natural treatment, because what we need to do is maybe they're very toxic. Maybe they are estrogen dominant, meaning they have a lot of estrogen from these xenoestrogens. And so a detoxification program, starting again with going down the line of what are you eating, how can we get you on a proper diet, balancing your micronutrients, could be just all you need. But sometimes we pick it up years after this problem has been going on, and so we need to kind of get ahead of the game in some cases. And again, very individualized to each person. Some people might present with mood disorders, severe mood disorders. Some others might be worried about their weight. Some others might be lean but have horrible case of acne. And others might just present with infertility, and their doctors just say, well, you know, let's get you on fertility drugs, and then they end up having multiple babies, you know.
Oh. Doesn't it sound just even better that we understand our own bodies and start taking care of ourselves and going down that road? I mean, some of the things that you mentioned are only going to lead to further complications.
Clearly. And it's just that we've been used to the quick fix, the pill. Just give me a pill so I can get fixed and then I can go on with my life. I think we need to take a renaissance moment and take advantage of this healthcare revolution that we're having, like I said, politically, economically, and socially, to really focus on our health. Make 2014 a year of your health, a year in which you learn how you think, what you're thinking, how your thoughts impact your health. Again, also how you are operating. And then lastly, being very aware of the importance of your relationship with your doctor.
One other issue I'd like to talk about, because this one's on the rise. A doctor recently noted that one in two people are developing pancreatic cancer.
It's actually alarming. The alarming findings were presented with the fact that by the year 2020, and as possibly as early as the year 2015, pancreatic cancer will move from the fourth leading cause of cancer of death to the second leading cause of cancer of death in the United States. It's a very serious public health situation because, number one, by the time it's diagnosed, it's usually lethal, and death ensues within months, sometimes weeks. And the symptoms and the complaints are very elusive. You know, you could have type 2 diabetes, but then again, you start losing weight, and, you know, they might not think of checking for the pancreatic cancer. Or by the time the patient presents with jaundice, which is being yellow, and then severe abdominal pain, again, it's incurable. And so clearly, number one is that we don't have very good tools to diagnose it. Number two, it's happening kind of in front of our eyes without us being able to know what is going on with our bodies so we can reach the doctor sooner.
Well, and what is the role of the pancreas?
Very good question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Some people have even thought the pancreas represents the soul. So the pancreas is right in the middle of your stomach area where you would think that you have stomach aches. So right underneath the rib cage in the middle of your abdomen in the upper middle part. And it has two main functions. One has an endocrine, meaning an internal hormone secretion, which is for insulin and glucagon and some others. And that's the diabetes type 1 and type 2. So, and a very important organ because diabetes is a huge problem in America today, both type 1 and type 2. And then the exocrine, or meaning the hormones or the substances it secretes into the gastrointestinal tract to help digest. So if you're having not good digestion, if you see food particles in the toilet, if you feel like that you're bloating and that you're not tolerating food very well, it could easily be because you don't have the pancreas secreting these enzymes that break down food. So the pancreas has two major roles, one in the world of diabetes and two in the world of the gastrointestinal system.
And it's called the soul because...
Well, it's back into the times of the early alchemists because it's deep, deep down in the back of our abdomen, and so it's just very important. You know, it's those one of those things back in the history of medicine that I find very interesting.
Oh, I think it is fascinating, and I appreciate your sharing that with us, Margarita. Your website is advanced. HealthNH.com, correct? For those of you who are listening online, which is all of you actually, but who would like more information about Dr. Margarita Ochoa Maya, you're also starting to do teleconferences, correct?
Yes, I am. And it's a little special because I am licensed in New Hampshire and Florida. And so teleconferences are a little special with regards to how I can't necessarily prescribe over the phone without having met someone, but certainly for advice and, you know, questions when they have a second opinion. And I know that there's a lot of telemedicine now, and we just have to keep progressing with that so that we can have our laws protect us and make sure that you are getting the right person on the other side of the phone, like a good hormone.
I'm going to remember that analogy.
It's
special. That was a brilliant analogy. All right, let me ask you this question. Can we heal ourselves?
Absolutely. I do believe that our spirit and the way we take our health into our hands, the way we are proactive, we certainly need a team. We were not born to be alone. And maybe those people who are very stoic and think I'm fine and I don't need to see a doctor may fare well. But certainly I believe that the power of the mind and the spirit are very, 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 very powerful. We have lost touch with our spirituality, and we've lost touch with the understanding of how we react to the world, and then try to resolve that with a depression pill, which you said you had a conversation coming up on mood in America. But lastly, I do believe that we can heal ourselves with the help of wonderful friends like a doctor that you trust, that you know, that you don't have to keep telling the story over and over again to a stranger. And so the doctor-patient relationship has to be rekindled. We have to fight for our doctors. We don't want, always to blame the doctor. The doctors themselves suffer from illnesses and burnout. So we just have to all kind of stop and rethink, number one, our health, because, yeah, we think of ourselves, but like we love ourselves, we love others, we have to understand our community and how we're going to bring and build back the medical system in America today.
Margarita, thank you very much for your time. An informative show. We'll have to have you back. So much more to talk about.
Looking forward to it, Leslie.
Thank you so much. All right, join me next Thursday, January 23rd, when Deanna Lam will join me. I'm proud to call this woman my colleague. She is a pioneer in menstrual empowerment and is a recognized world expert in helping women and girls make coming of age easier and womanhood richer. Deanna has organized the first Red Tents in Every Neighborhood World Summit. That's going to be this February. And she's bringing together 30 menstrual health advocates from around the world, myself included, to participate and share our knowledge with you. That's coming up next Thursday on Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. For all you social media fans, you can find me on Facebook under Leslie Botha and on my Facebook page, Holy Hormones, Honey, on LinkedIn under Leslie Botha, and Twitter at Hormone Goddess. And I invite you all to learn more about your mind, moods, and hormones by reading my book, Understanding Your Mind, Mood, and Hormone Cycle, available on my blog at holyhormones.com. Thank you for listening. I will be back again next week. Until then, share this message of hope. Take care and blessings.
Thanks for tuning in to Holy Hormones, Honey. Please join host Leslie Carol Botha again next Thursday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.